This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. In a legislative session where tax reform was a key focus, the one and only comprehensive tax reform package has failed. On Tuesday, Republican Representative Barry Ivey presented part of that plan, creating a flat tax for corporations.
This is good tax policy. It will bring stability and predictability for business in Louisiana.
Yet the Republican-controlled House has shown little appetite for long-term tax reform. They seem to prefer to cut spending instead of working on replacing temporary taxes that disappear in just over 1 year.
If we do not solve some of our policy problems this session, we will hit the fiscal cliff. There will be no offsetting the $750 to $1 billion. And if you're okay with those cuts, I'm okay with those cuts. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to devastate higher ed and healthcare.
Ivey's bills failed to muster enough votes to pass. That left him warning members.
If we're not going to try to solve our tax policy issue now, we're not going to do it in a special session. It won't be possible.
Another option remained, Representative Neil Abramson's bill to call a constitutional convention dealing with tax and budget issues only.
I think we've finally gotten to the point where a process is needed that we can go in and holistically fix it once and for all. Over the course of the last number of years, we've tried to do piecemeal solutions, and quite simply, it hasn't worked. I think we all agree on one thing, and that's that the system is currently broken. This is a process to get to a solution.
That bill failed as well. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.